Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Five votes from doom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. With 213 votes, U.S. House Democrats are only five votes away from passing the most destructive, anti-religious, anti-life bill ever introduced in Congress. This bill could dupe some Republicans into revoking the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA, while pushing a militant LGBTQ and abortion agenda. If H.R. 15 passes, also known as the Equality Act, Kim Davis, as an example, one of our clients, won't be the only Christian jailed and fined for refusing to violate her faith. Churches, Christian schools, hospitals, healthcare providers, and more will be forced to obey and promote the LGBTQ and abortion agendas or face crippling lawsuits. Democrats only need five Republicans to join their cause, and we are concerned some Republican members, based upon their past votes, because a few of the Republican members currently in the House actually voted a few years ago for a virtually identical bill, the Equality Act, and so far they are not supporting this one, but there's really no difference in this one versus what they voted for before. Why do they need five votes? Because if you have 218 votes, then you can bypass the speaker. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson's not going to voluntarily put this bill on the floor for a vote. So what do they do? They need 218 votes, and they can override the speaker and bring the bill to the floor. And if they have 218 votes, they pass the bill. They have 213 votes now. They used to have 212. But when Republican Representative Santos was removed from the U.S. House and they had the special election in New York, he was replaced by a Democrat. That Democrat gives them 213 Democrats in the U.S. House, and all of the Democrats are supporting this so-called H.R. 15, the Equality Act.
You know, I think it's important that we unpack this a little bit more. We've been, talking about this for, a couple of years now? And I remember we really brought to light that this particular bill gives pedophiles rights that they don't normally have. It would be considered a criminal activity right now to what they're doing with children, but this bill would actually give them the right to do that. Is that right?
It really does. We've mentioned this on a number of different occasions. It did pass the House when the House was being controlled by Democrats a few years ago. We were able to fortunately stop it with a few votes in the U.S. Senate. It's now back in the House. That is now controlled by a very slim margin of Republicans.
But this is a radical bill.
It's very radical. So what this bill does with the LGBT and Q, and the Q is what really does this. You know, LGBT is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. And transgender is basically anything. It's not just a man thinking or pretending to be a woman or vice versa. It's being anything that you want to be. But The Q, what is that? Q,
that's where the pedophiles come in, right?
Yeah, Q stands for several things. One, it can stand for questioning, but it stands for queer. And it's not my term, it's their term. So Q stands for queer. What is queer? Anything that is not in LGBT. So anything that's not lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, the catch-all category is Q, queer. And that's their terminology. It's not my terminology. And in fact, we've actually cited articles before where they say, look, if you're not in one of the other categories, LGBT, then Q has you covered. Q has everything covered. Well, what does it have covered? It has every sexual paraphilia or deviation covered under Q, because it's anything that's not in the other categories. It's a catch-all. And so consequently, it includes the nearly... There's about 549, but roughly 550 sexual deviant paraphilias. Now, I don't want to go through a lot of those because they're just so bizarre.
Yeah.
But one of those paraphilias is pedophilia, and that is having sexual attractions to minors. What groups like B4U Act and others, the NAMBLA North American Man-Boy Love Association, and many others, are advocating, including even some of the APA, American Psychological Association, is advocating what they call minor attracted persons, MAP, minor attracted persons. So pedophilia has now been renamed to minor attracted persons, adults who are attracted sexually to minors.
They're using the euphemism to make it sound like it's not so bad.
Right, and they say that it's just another form of sexual orientation.
No,
you may have a desire to have relations with the same sex. Well, someone who has a desire to have sexual relations with a minor is a minor attracted person and should be no different than someone who has a sexual orientation towards someone of the same sex or both sexes. So this minor attracted person is covered by the Q in this particular law. And this particular proposed bill, H.R. 15, so-called Equality Act, actually includes not only the being someone who's LGBT or Q, but if you're perceived, so you can have a lawsuit under this. If you allege, for example, that your employer thought that you were homosexual, and they took an action regarding that, even though your employer adamantly denies it, and the action that they took against you from an employment standpoint has nothing to do with your sexuality, but has to do only with your performance at the job. But nevertheless, the person can say, but I think that they did this because they perceived that I was homosexual, that I was lesbian, that I was gay, that I was this or that I was that. And they can bring a lawsuit based upon what they argue is something that is not even reality, that they may not be homosexual, right?
Right.
But they are saying that the employer took an action because they thought that they were. It goes beyond that to also revoking the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, there's nothing equal or there's nothing about this bill that is about equality, because if it were, it would protect religious freedom.
Another euphemism.
But what they want to do here is this bill will actually revoke the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and it cannot be used as a claim or a defense in any action involving the H.R. 15. So we are five votes away from this going to the House floor and passing.
That's why it's so important that we not only vote, but we contact our representatives who are supposed to be representing us regarding these kind of things and really know what these bills contain, because this is our future.
Well, understand too, we're five votes away, right?
Right.
Speaker McCarthy in California stepped down in December. That seat has not yet been filled.
Mm-hmm.
So that could go Republican or Democrat, because there's a special election coming up in this year. There's also some other people that are stepping down. Some of those are not filled yet. And there's another member of the House that's just decided to step down. That seat will have to be filled.
That was Buck, right?
Yeah, that would be out of Colorado.
Right.
Colorado has been more of a purple state,
mm-hmm.
depending upon where you are, blue to purple in some places. And so that's going to have to be a special election that comes up this summer. If those two seats go the wrong way, then that puts them just a few votes away.
And we don't want just a Republican. We want someone who loves America and really does their homework in representing us in America.
So what we have is a website, lc.org/EA for Equality Act. lc.org/EA for Equality Act. Go there. It has a lot more information about this Equality Act. But also from that webpage, you can send a fax to the members of the U.S. House. There's different groups of people you can send it to. There's larger, smaller groups you can select. And then you can also sign a petition, and we will deliver that personally to the members of the U.S. House. I know we've asked people to do this on previous occasions.
But they're not letting up.
No, they're not letting
up,
and so we can't let up.
That's right.
That's why even if you've done this already, even if you have sent a fax or even if you have signed a petition, do it again, because they're not letting up. They're continuing to push it. And in fact, Joe Biden, during the State of the Union and other messages, he's been pushing this.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is one of the signature bills he wants to have passed before his term expires.
It's part of their agenda.
So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/EA. That's /EA, and make a difference. Take action today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.